Majority Report, Eric.
Roy.
Nancy.
Things are cooling off.
Ooh, I'll lower the air conditioner.
I meant between us.
Trojan Man.
Why are you here?
Time to warm things up, Roy.
Really?
This new Trojan Shared Pleasure condom has warm sensations lubricant. Moisture activated, it creates a warming sensation both can share.
Well, light my fire.
I'm up for this.
You certainly are. Only from America's most trusted condom, Trojan Warm Sensations. The pleasure you want, the protection you trust. My job is done here.
You've heard it before. Dude, my mom only drove it to the grocery store and back. Yeah, right. Consider this. Ford-certified pre-owned vehicles have to pass a rigorous 115-point inspection, and they get 6 years, 75,000-mile powertrain, limited warranty coverage. And right now, you can get financing as low as 3.9%. Ford Quality Check Certified Pre-Owned. If we don't certify it, it's just used. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Limited Term APR financing on select vehicles. Take delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Get behind the mic. Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison. The Mic 92.1, Madison's new progressive talk station.
CNN Radio News, I'm Matt Cherry. An FDA official tells Congress the agency will change its drug approval process to better guard against pharmaceuticals like Vioxx making it to the market. CNN Radio's John Bisney reports.
Drug maker Merck yanked arthritis pain drug Vioxx in September after studies showed it doubled the risk of heart attack and stroke. One FDA drug reviewer, David Graham, told the Senate Finance Committee the agency muzzled his pre-approval concerns. Why FDA official Dr. Sandra Quater promises reforms.
We understand that there are concerns by the members of the Congress, by the public, about how sound our system is, and we look forward to change if that's what is deemed needed.
Quater disagreed with Graham's contention five other drugs now on the market should be re-examined for safety. Merck's chairman testified Vioxx was pulled just 4 days after his firm learned of the risks. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
As anticipated, Pennsylvania's Arlen Specter is tapped by fellow Republicans to head up the Senate Judiciary Committee. Specter vowed not to block judicial nominees opposed to abortion rights.
Noting that I have voted for all of President Bush's nominees in committee and on the floor, that's something which was an established fact before this controversy arose.
Thursday's announcement appears to clear the way for Specter to get the post. A militant Islamic group in Iraq has warned Muslims to skip the country's upcoming elections, saying any candidate would be, quote, punished in the name of God. Meantime, U.S. troops sweeping through Fallujah may have found the headquarters of terror mastermind Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Documents, old computers, and notebooks were discovered inside. Former President Bill Clinton dedicates his presidential library in Little Rock, Arkansas.
That whole story is here. In 80 million documents, 21 million emails, two of them mine, 2 million photographs, and 80,000 artifacts.
Clinton was joined by the current and former President Bush and former President Jimmy Carter. This is CNN Radio News.
From the creators of Christmas Eve and Other Stories, and The Christmas Attic, and the smash hits Christmas Eve Sarajevo and Christmas Canada, Trans-Siberian Orchestra brings you part three of the Christmas trilogy, The Lost Christmas Eve. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Lost Christmas Eve is a musical journey of loss and redemption set to a diverse soundtrack which uniquely features the group's trademark sound, including renditions of both holiday standards and original TSO material. Buy tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra live on tour in a city near you at TSOtickets.com. Spend an evening with the most stirring and powerful blend of rock and classical music ever heard. Trans-Siberian Orchestra live. Tickets available now at TSOtickets.com. Also available, the complete Christmas Trilogy box set featuring all three Christmas records and the Ghosts of Christmas Eve DVD. Available at all Sam Goody and Media Play stores.
Stocks finished Thursday with modest gains. Claire Leka has more.
The Dow is up 22 points after rallying more than 60 points on Wednesday. The Nasdaq gaining 4 points. Nike CEO Phil Knight is stepping down as head of the athletic shoe giant that he founded. Meantime, Martha Stewart spent the afternoon in her jail cell on Wednesday, earning $32.7 million from her company stock, which soared on the news of Sears and Kmart's big $11 billion merger. Claire Lake, CNN Radio at the New York Stock Exchange.
A Rhode Island journalist is found guilty of criminal contempt for refusing to divulge a source. Jim Terracani faces up to 6 months behind bars. He neglected a court order to reveal who gave him an FBI videotape showing a Providence city official allegedly accepting a bribe. At least 10 people are nabbed in Seattle, charged with trying to use fake documents to bring Gambian nationals into the United States. This is news from CNN Radio. A steep increase in audits this year helps the government collect a record amount in unpaid taxes. More from CNN Radio's Cheryl Castro.
The IRS audited 40% more wealthy taxpayers this year, those making at least six figures. Lower income earners saw audits increase 15% over last year. The more aggressive approach helped the agency haul in a record $43 billion in unpaid taxes. That's more than four times the agency's $10.2 billion budget. The IRS is using the report to prod lawmakers to give the agency an extra $500 million to expand efforts to track down tax evaders. Cheryl Castro, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
Uh-oh, the maker of SpaghettiOs is going under. Campbell's Soup is retiring its Franco-American brand after more than a century. However, SpaghettiOs, Raviolios, and other products will live on under the red and white Campbell's logo. I'm Matt Cherry. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
You should stop looking at the electoral map. It's not just primary colors, folks. That is not the way America looks. If you look at the electoral map and start talking about red and blue states, if you live in a blue state, you might as well devolve and crawl back into the ocean and hope that you meet up with some other Democrats, liberals, and progressives in Atlantis where we can build our, you know, Xanadu.
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The mic, 92.1.
The defendant, having been found guilty, is sentenced to 10 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On September 15th, my son was sentenced to 10 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 10 years of worrying every single night if my baby is okay.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
You thought you were fed up. This is the Mike Malloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Evening. Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us. It's about 7 past the hour. This is our last night for a while. We will be off tomorrow night and then all of next week. And I understand from She Who Must Be Obeyed in New York that the programming, tomorrow night, Friday, the network is going to rebroadcast the program that we did the night after the election debacle, the November 3rd program. So if you missed it, November 3rd, stick around. You can hear it tomorrow. And what Linda's going to do, the woman who put this together for us, our production assistant up in New York, the third hour of so many of the programs, she's going to put in the front of the rerun so that the people in New York can hear it. As you know, we're not carried on WLIB during the third hour of the program. So if things sound a little squooey to you when you're listening next week, not to worry. It's just the magic of radio. But it's going to be all best of, all reruns. If you missed any, stick around. They'll all be available. And tomorrow night will be a rebroadcast of the Wednesday, November 3rd program in full. So stick around for that, okay? Now, I got this email from Rebecca near Seattle, Washington. She writes, "Dear Mike and Kathy, last Thursday I was listening to your show and I heard the girl from Portland, Oregon who called and was frustrated because there aren't any other kids who are interested in politics or doing anything about this so-called president. I would have called in tonight, but I will be attending a community conversation so we can figure out what to do now that the election is over. So I'm emailing my comments now. Six friends and I, ages 11 through 16, who are all homeschooled, but not the religious fanatic type, have formed a political discussion group. This summer, we had weekly discussions about the Patriot Act, the draft, and how to become a conscientious objector, the Iraq War, and, most interesting to me, media consolidation. We also attended Fahrenheit 9/11 together and then discussed it afterwards. We felt motivated to do something, so in October, we walked the length of Vashon Island, where we live, and that's 16 miles, to encourage people to vote and to raise money for MoveOn.org. We raised over $1,700. We are continuing our weekly discussions and activism, and it is very empowering. We feel like we're making a difference, steering the country back in the right direction. I encourage other kids around the country to start similar discussion groups, and they will then feel empowered to do something as well. Another reason I cannot call in is because last week you said the age limit for calls tonight was 13 through 17, but I'm only 12. And if you ever want to talk about homeschooling in the future, I'd be glad to chime in on that as well. We're not all right-wing conservatives. I'm only 12. Well, Rebecca, we could have made an exception in your case. And if there are any 12-year-olds who are close to being 13 tonight, we'll take your call. You probably know what we're going to do tonight, for this first hour anyway. We're looking for phone calls for people between the ages of 13 and 17, inclusive. Now, if you're 12, like Rebecca here, and you're close to being 13, and you really want to get in on this, okay, what the heck? Rules are only made to be broken anyway, right? We're not looking for any particular a point of view from you, just how you feel about stuff, whether it is the current political climate in this country. How do you feel about the fact that the media have divided us into red states and blue states, which is just totally asinine? There are a lot of Democrats who live in, for example, Oklahoma. There's a lot of Republicans that live in New York. But the media have divided us. And the popular culture has picked up on that. You know, you're a red stater, you're a blue stater. How do you feel about the situation in Iraq? How do you feel about your own future? And if you're old enough to remember what it was during the Clinton years, if you want to comment on that. But just pretty much wherever you want to go with this, all right? Now, our assistant producer in New York, Linda, will be handling the calls when you call in. So give her the straight stuff, whatever she's asking you for. Let her know what she needs to know, and then we'll take you on the air and chat for a while, okay? Noah is calling from New Jersey. Noah, welcome to the program. I believe you and I have talked before, haven't we?
I'm not sure. I think you talked to my dad.
Oh, okay. You created the liberalkids.org site?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I guess it was your dad. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the program.
Thanks. I was just calling because I think, first of all, I think it was a great idea that you decided to give this night to kids because I think part of the reason why I started liberalkids.org was because I saw all the kids at my school who were so impassioned. On November 2nd, they were all going around with carry pins and carry bumper stickers on their shirts and everything, and just the idea that, you know, you don't have to be 18 to be able to do something struck me.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
But I think that, you know, even though the election is supposedly over, even though there's so much, you know, fraud going on and everything, I think that there's still, you know, so much that even kids can do, you know. You know, write into newspapers and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Volunteer to try to get, you know, Democrats elected to Congress. But there was something else that I, my parents, My mom and dad thought of this. Because the news in general is basically ignoring the fact that there was so much voter disenfranchisement and everything going on, they decided to maybe boycott the news, you know, for about like 2 months from November 20th to January 20th. Just don't watch the news because they're not going to tell us anything.
That's a good point, Noah. Also, it helps you retain your sanity. It helps you avoid anxiety when you cannot look at this garbage that's put out there as mainstream news. It's a good idea from your parents. Excellent idea.
Yeah, I mean, just watching conservatives, you know, Pat Buchanan or something on TV looking smug, you know, just makes you want to kill them.
Well, let me ask you a couple things, Noah.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have a certain point of view about how the election has turned out so far. It's not over till it's over, as Yogi Berra said, I think. But how do you feel about when you hear things like Bill Clinton handed George Bush a potential $7-8 trillion budget surplus over the next 10 years, and Bush has already turned it into a potential $3-5 trillion deficit, whatever it is, and that represents a direct tax on your generation. That's a tax increase on your generation.
Yeah.
15 or 20 years from now, when this economy is still struggling to pay that off, unless there's some kind of a miracle, and I don't particularly see that happening. But 15 or 20 years from now, when you're working and you're struggling to pay that off, it's going to be like a tax on your income. Do you think about things like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I've heard tons of figures juggling around that now, like, you know, it's an $85,000 debt per, you know, per newborn kid now, you know, any time just for being born, you know, as a birth tax. And, you know, it's horrible because what do? We can't vote. I mean, you know, we're not old enough, even though I'm pretty sure a lot of us are mature enough to make decisions more mature than a lot of adults who are out there, you know, look into things. Don't just look, you know, two sentences into something in the newspaper, you know, actually peruse things and, you know, just look. But, you know, now I think that it's horrible because we're the ones who are going to have to possibly fight in Iraq. You know, if God forbid there's a draft, you know, and we can't move to Canada because of the agreement Bush made with Canada that we can't move there for the draft.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. Hey, listen, Noah, we're coming up on a break here. I want to leave it there and move on to the next caller.
All right.
Thanks for checking in, and I hope people come to your website, liberalkids.org. All right?
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Noah. You have a nice evening.
You too.
We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a 1 week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
Dixie County, same story. 77.5% are registered Democrats. And the vote came out 77% for Bush and 15% who are registered Republicans, 15% for Kerry. I mean, it's almost a mirror image. It's Orwellian. It's like the joke was on us.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
I'm Lynn Bozoff. My son Evan died from a strain of bacterial meningitis, an infection for which many college students are at increased risk. His death could have been prevented with a vaccine that many campuses offer.
Get more information, visit the website MUSA.org or call 1-866-321-4MFA.
Brought to you by the Meningitis Foundation of America.
If you want a flight with no stops, I suggest One Stop. Priceline.com, the one-stop site for all your airfare needs. Now you can choose your exact flights from our long list of low, low fares. Select round trip, one-ways, non-stops, whatever. Shop and compare prices, times, airlines from our easy-to-read list, or you can still name your own price and save even more. No one else gives you that choice. Priceline, the best choice in travel.
Don't miss this opportunity.
Hot stock alert.
Fly first class, free.
Get paid what you're worth.
Improve your life today.
You've already been approved.
Your mailbox is over its size limit. Your computer will now shut down.
Spam. Computer viruses. Every day, businesses like yours are under attack. And there's only one thing that is guaranteed to stop it. The Barracuda Spam Firewall from Barracuda Networks. It's not a program. It's a device that installs in 5 minutes or less and stops the spam. And every virus, guaranteed. Barracuda Networks is so sure of their amazing device that they'll let you try it for free. Just call 888-ANTI-SPAM or go to BarracudaNetworks.com. Protect your business with the Spam Firewall that Network Computing Magazine made their editor's choice as the number one anti-spam solution in the world. Get your free evaluation unit today and stop the spam. Snuff out the viruses with the Barracuda Spam Firewall. 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or BarracudaNetworks.com.
See, it's all about being, it's about being comfortable, and it's probably a cultural thing too, but yeah, I think sexy is not an outside thing. It comes from being comfortable inside. It has to do with how happy you feel inside, how content you feel, and all those things make you sexy. If you are happy and content inside, you will be confident. It's simple. It's an easy formula.
Jockey, what's in your comfort zone? Tell your story at jockey.com.
Don't hit the road this holiday season without a trip to AutoZone. AutoZone has everything you need to help you travel safely and save money on gas. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
They may have won the election, but if we keep fighting, we'll never lose. This is The Mic, 92.1.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. We are talking to young people tonight. Mike is calling from Pennsylvania. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, how old are you, Mike?
I'm 17.
17, okay.
Yeah, my basic, what I'm calling for is about the draft. I mean, I'm seeing what's going on in Iraq, and I'm seeing Bush take us to war for no reason, and now they're talking about Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And my concern is sort of the divide and conquer. How many places is he going to put us with few people before we lose, and how many people are going to have to die for it?
Do you talk with your friends, you know, people around your age about this issue?
The people that I am friends with are all in agreement with me. The school that I went to was not. I live in Pittsburgh, which is socially conservative. And it seems like the people, specifically in my school, were very conservative, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you talking about the kids or the faculty?
The kids and the faculty, actually.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, when are you in your senior year this year, or?
I was going to school, and I dropped out last year to get my GED, but I would be a senior, yeah.
Okay, and you still discuss these issues with kids that you have?
Pretty much everybody that I'm still friends with, I discuss it, and they're all in agreement. But I still talk to them about the people at my school and their mock election, and having Bush win that in that youth group scares me.
Mm-hmm. Aside from the draft, what is your general sense about just about the country in general? Because you're here, and this is where you live, and unless you were to emigrate or leave the country, this is where you'll be. This is where I live. This is where most everybody listening to this program, except people listening overseas, of course, listen on the internet. But what's your general sense of your life in America in 2004 and beyond?
Right now, I wouldn't say that my life's all that great. I also feel like I'm watching the decline of this nation. I read things like China giving us the average of $2 billion a day to prop up our dollar, and I wonder how much longer that's going to go on before they stop. And we file for bankruptcy. I know that's not a general concern right now, but it's definitely a concern for the future.
You seem very current on some of these issues, and yet you say you dropped out of school. Why did you drop out of school?
My basic reason was they weren't my subjects. Everything that I was seeing was anything that I hadn't already learned. The public schooling system seems like you learn something for 4 years straight, and then they repeat over again.
Mm-hmm.
You learn about the Revolutionary War in seventh grade, and then in tenth grade you learn about it again.
Mm-hmm. So you just got tired of not having new subjects that you could study, new ideas, new approaches? Is that it? Are you going to continue your education?
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking at, I have to go get my GED, and once I'm doing that, I'm looking at community college, which President Bush recommended several times.
and then into a baccalaureate school to get, I would imagine, an undergraduate degree?
Yeah, I'm trying to take my education as far as possible so that I have a job that will be able to deal with the economy.
Yeah, I hear that. How do your political points of view correspond with or differ from your parents, for example?
My mom is generally uneducated on the subject. I talk to her about things that she doesn't really know about. I was the one that told her that Republicans were pro-life, and she didn't know that prior to me telling her that. So.
So your mom just kind of stays out of the political discussion.
Yeah, and she hates the fact that I talk about it. It's nothing that she enjoys engaging herself in.
Sure, that makes sense. How about your dad?
My dad, I don't live with him, but he's a really religious, strong Catholic, so I'm imagining that he's a pretty hardcore conservative socially.
So you were brought up Catholic?
No, I was brought up Methodist, but I'm agnostic.
So you've kind of turned away from a religious thought right now?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I was questioned everything when I was little, and when I wasn't getting the answers, it was very much then, if you don't have answers for me, why would I believe something that I'm not getting answers to?
Sure, I understand. Mike, thanks for calling tonight, okay?
Okay.
All right, and stay in touch. You don't have to just only call in when we're doing a night of young people. Stay in touch, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, bye.
Matthew is calling from Hillsboro, California. Matthew, welcome to the program. Who do I have? Is this Robert? No, wait. All right, I don't have anybody. I've got to take a break. Okay.
Wait.
Whoever I've got, stay right where you are. We'll come back. Quick break here. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Standing outside, knocking on heaven's door, and all those tears we all cried, give us our freedom now, nothing left, nothing more, nothing left.
darkness bring the birth of freedom.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. With almost $4 billion thrown at federal political campaigns this cycle, it's clear that campaign finance reform was a joke. Those of us who want to break the corrosive links between politicians and their big bucks backers need a new strategy. Stopping dirty money from flowing into politics may be impossible, but there is a clean money way to ensure that no strings attached candidates can effectively compete. How? By adopting full public financing like the systems in use in Arizona and Maine. In this system, all candidates who raise a specified number of small contributions and agree to a spending cap are given full public financing. This prevents candidates from owing favors to big donors and ensures that politicians spend their time listening to citizens, not groveling for cash. And it diversifies the field. Latino and Native American candidates tripled after Arizona began public financing. In light of the billions the special interest fueled Congress is costing us, public financing is dirt cheap. It's the best investment we can make. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
The states where were actually hit by terrorists, Pennsylvania, New York, we went for Kerry, and we, you know, it just drives me crazy, this liberal elitist stuff. George W. Bush isn't an elitist? George W. Bush, whose family has gone to Yale since the 1850s?
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
When it comes to relationships, you've got yo-yos and frisbees. With the yo-yo relationship, you get those extreme highs, inevitably followed by a slide back down to the bottom of the string. The climb is exhilarating, and the fall takes your stomach away. Now with the frisbee relationship, you've got a longer, smoother journey. And when you do start to come down, you land gently in the hands of a soulmate that's always nearby to catch you. When it comes to the online dating world, Cupid.com is a frisbee in a field of yo-yos. While most dating services focus on building a worldwide network, Cupid.com concentrates locally to bring people together who live close by. Someone who will actually be there for you when you need them most. Thousands of new members are joining every day, and basic memberships are completely free. You can play yo-yo by yourself, but if you're looking for a smoother flight, find your frisbee partner at
Cupid.com. Advertising locally on great radio stations to bring people together for love.
All right, you 4 years old son, ready for the big leagues. Here you go, helmet.
Silly head.
Now don't forget your mouth guard. You don't want to be losing teeth in your first game.
But Daddy.
Don't let them worry you. They may be over 200 pounds and kind of mean looking, but you're ready for them. Here's the ball. Run!
Daddy?
Don't look at me. Run with it. Go, boy. Run!
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult. So why put them in adult seatbelts?
You should have straight-armed them.
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39.
This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Musical headliners, The Party Machine, and Progressive Views? You won't find that anywhere else. This is Rachel Maddow. Join me, Chuck D, and Liz Winstead for Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11 on The Mic.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
26 before the hour. We are talking with young people tonight, at least for this first hour. We'll see how it goes. Now, Matthew, who is calling in from Hillsborough, California. Matthew, welcome to the program.
Well, hello, Mike. First of all, I want to thank you for taking my call tonight. I've been a long-time listener, and I'm the first-time caller tonight. So thank you for allowing time for young people to call in.
Sure. How old are you, Matthew?
I'm 14. I actually accidentally told the caller. I turned 13 not too long ago, so I'm still adjusting to being 14.
I hear that. It's a weird adjustment, too. Trust me.
Yeah, I know. It's new, so I'm just getting used to it.
Yeah, that's good.
But anyway, I wanted to talk about the mock election that happened in my school, and I wanted to talk about the Bush supporters and the undecided people who were in my school. And
okay,
the mock election was won by Kerry in a landslide. I believe it was something 300 versus 100 something electoral votes.
Right.
However, what I found was that the Bush supporters were much more vocal. They were constantly going around screaming Bush Cheney at the top of their lungs, making though it was impossible for anyone else to not know that they were supporting a Republican candidate. And then the undecideds were the ones who were always saying, well, you know, Bush is a moron, but Kerry's a flip-flopper, and also Kerry's been dishonest about his service in Vietnam. I heard a lot about that. I don't know what you think of that.
Well, did you ask people who said Kerry's been dishonest about his service in Vietnam? Did you ask those people where was he dishonest, and what's your source?
I did, and I always said that there was nothing for them to back them up, but they always would just like they sort of blurt me out and they walk away.
Well, you know where it comes from.
Yeah, the parents, exactly, the parents.
Or those ads put out by the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. Remember those ads?
Yeah, they died down a while ago, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. But they had a profound influence on people. You know, television, whether we like it or not, Matthew, television, I think the thing I read was that 80% of Americans get 70% of their news from television. And when you consider what television consists of right now, television news, it's horrifying. Because a lot of people think that programs like Scarborough Country or these talking head shows, Crossfire or whatever, they think those are news programs, and they're not. You know, because they have people sitting behind a desk, for God's sake, and they think that makes it news. Well, let me ask you this: what is mostly on your mind where it concerns what's going on in the country right now, Matthew?
I'm a big economic person. I'm definitely thinking about the future when it comes to jobs. You know, I'm gonna have to get a job. I also think a lot about Iraq, but jobs too, because someday I'm gonna have to get a job, just like everybody else does who doesn't want to live off some wealthy parent like George Bush did for the most of his life. But I'm gonna have to get a job eventually, and if this deficit continues, where I'm gonna have to continue paying off the fact that George Bush is a big spender, like someone with a blank check going out on shopping day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to live with the fact that they.
Uh-oh, Matthew. Don't leave me, Matthew. Are you still there? What is that sound, Kathy? Is that when a cell phone goes crazy? I guess it is. All right, Matthew. Thanks. Your phone just went bonkers on us. But we appreciate you checking in, okay? Tom is calling from Maryland. Tom, welcome to the program. How old are you, Tom?
I'm 17, Mike.
17? Welcome aboard. What you got on your mind?
Well, my school has a large population of evangelical Christians and Republicans to boot. We held a mock election. It was 60% Bush.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, when you say a lot of kids in your school are evangelical Christians, how do you know that?
They're very outspoken. Very.
And did they ask you?
During the run-up to the election, they were out in force with their, you know, the Bush Cheney, and they basically made it clear that they were supporting him for his so-called moral more beliefs on gay marriage, about abortion, and, you know, gave us flyers with, handed out flyers with Bible verses on them.
Did anybody point out to these kids that, the evangelicals, that waging a preemptive war for the first time in our history is not really an act of morality?
You know, I wish we had.
Let me ask you something. Most of the conversation so far has been about the election and that terrible situation. What's the attitude out there now among kids? You're 17, so I can ask you this. What's the attitude among kids about sex and drugs, AIDS? Tell me what the prevailing attitude is. That, you know, among people you come in contact with.
Well, most of my friends that I'm with, subject of drugs, responsible use. We really don't like prohibition. We don't think that helps at all.
Now, when you say responsible use...
Responsible use as, say, everything in moderation. And being able to stop yourself. And if you're not the kind of person that, you know... can, you know, stop use before it becomes a problem, then you probably shouldn't be doing it anyway.
All right. Well, let's take this a little bit deeper. When you say responsible drug use, what are we talking about here? Marijuana, ecstasy?
Yeah, marijuana.
And what about alcohol? Cigarettes?
Alcohol. Alcohol. You know, I have nothing to say about alcohol.
Because alcohol and cigarettes, let's be real here for a second. Alcohol and cigarettes are the two biggest killers of people in this country. I don't care if you're 17 or 57. Alcohol and tobacco are the two major health threats, and they're killers. On the other hand, somebody gets stoned and gets behind the wheel of a car, and you're just asking for death. And do your friends, when you do smoke a joint or whatever, do you stay out of cars? Do you stay away from that?
Yes, we definitely stay out of cars. That's one of the things. You know, if someone says, "Hey, well, I get high with you, man," we will tell them, "Do not drive.
Do you all understand the difference between I don't know how to put this, between organic drugs like marijuana or hashish and pharmaceuticals that I think everybody should avoid. Like, you know, a lot of people, I understand now, a lot of young people take Ritalin.
And
they do it, you know, to get high. And then you have this horrible stuff like ice and meth and speed.
All that use among young people comes from pressures around them. To a lot of people who I know who have done that, they do it to stay up, study. They do it to pass their test the next day. So, you know, they can get all, absorb all this knowledge they have to. It's the pressure around them from school, from parents, to, you know, do good or else, you know, you're not getting anywhere in life, you know. When that's really not the case. I mean, you do good, but you don't have to be a perfectionist.
What about, very quickly, what about the attitudes among your peer group, your friends and that, about sex?
Sex.
I'm not asking if anybody's doing it. I'm just saying your attitude. Do people understand what it means when you're approached with the idea of abstinence? Do people understand what it means to use a condom? Do people understand about birth control and sexually transmitted diseases? My generation, we just ignored it. We just said, to hell with it, we don't care. Of course, we didn't have to deal with AIDS. The thing we had to deal with when I was a teenager was people getting pregnant.
There is a large population of people in our school that are very ignorant of pregnancy, of AIDS, of STDs. The mandatory health class we get, you know, our freshman year of high school, most people don't even pay attention, and it's very prevalent. Parties, everything, and you know, I know a couple people have gotten pregnant, and they've contracted gonorrhea, syphilis, and it's really sad. And you know, they kind of wise up after that, but. Well, yeah, but the overall kind of mood is kind of ignorance.
So kids, boy, do I sound stupid? But kids today, then they're still teenage pregnancy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what are the kids that get pregnant? Do they get abortions?
Yeah. Around here, they don't.
No. All right. Well, listen, thanks, Tom, a lot for checking in. I forgot to ask you, you say have a lot of evangelical Christians in your school. Do you go to a private school, or is this a public high school?
No, public high school.
Public high school. It just so happens that way, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Tom, thanks for checking in. I hope to hear from you again, okay?
I will.
All right, sir. Take care. Robbie is calling from Marin County, California. Robbie, welcome to the program. How old are you, Robbie?
I'm 14.
14? Well, welcome aboard. What you got on your mind? Just kidding. That's, you know, I put the comma in the wrong place. What do you got on your mind? I mean, what do you got on your mind, Robbie?
I was, I've been reading about the last few days a lot of media stuff. They've been kind of ignoring the whole post-election thing that's going on.
The charges of fraud and the attempts to... Right. You're right.
Completely. I can't really watch the news.
Let me ask you something, Robbie. Why do you think mainstream media is ignoring this incredible story? Why?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they don't think it gets ratings. I don't know. There could be lots of reasons. I think one of the main ones is that there is I think the corporate parents are telling them not to cover it.
That's a good point. Robbie, can I get you to hold a second? I got to take a break here.
Okay.
All right? Just hold on while we do these commercials. Take this quick break. We'll be right back. If you'd like to join in and you're between the ages of 13 and 17, call us 866-303-2270. We had scheduled this for the first hour, but if you're on hold and we go over the hour, we'll take your call. I promise. Okay? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Now your mama sits and worries that her baby running wild, and now her baby's got a baby of her own. Our little girl, what are you doing with a child?
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Planet Church. Surfrider, along with Wetlands Alert, have been researching violations in Florida for wastewater treatment and how they treat their wastewater by injecting it into the ground.
We have filed a notice of intent to sue federal agencies under the Bush administration, saying that we're not going to put up with this anymore.
That's Michelle Kramer, interim executive director for Surfrider.
It's destroying the environment, and we want them to do what's best for the environment, which is not polluting the oceans.
The use of injection wells flushes billions of gallons of sewage into the underground aquifers, which then travel to the coastal zone.
This is in violation of the Clean Water Act, the Endangered Species Act, the Safe Drinking Water Act, and the National Environmental Policy Act.
For all the 411, drop in at surfrider.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
How is it that Matt Drudge is mentioned on the news as a source for a story? How on CNN, on ABC, do news anchors say this comes from Matt Drudge?
Well, they have a sense of humor.
I think you're giving them too much credit.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
With us today are Sally and her big sister, Marcy.
Hi.
Hello. To share some stuff we've learned.
Kids and sugar, a combustible mix.
Hey, Marcy, let's go to the zoo. Maybe the park. We could fly a kite. I want a hot dog. No, ice cream. Is that a horse? Hey, let's dance.
Maybe that's enough chocolate.
Moments like these happen every day.
To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
My credit card bills are getting out of hand. 12%, 18%, even 24%? I can't get ahead. There's no money left over after paying bills.
You need help now.
But what can I do?
If you're a homeowner, you need to call Omega Mortgage Acceptance Corporation. In fact, at Omega Mortgage, they've actually lowered rates, reduced payments, and delivered the cash needed to thousands of homeowners.
I can even have money left over for the holidays?
That's right. And at Omega Mortgage, they make home loans easy and can approve you in less than 20 minutes. You won't be buried in heaps of paperwork or mountains of documentation. You don't even need tax returns. Great if you're self-employed.
But I've had mortgage late. Can they really help me?
No problem. Credit card lates, mortgage lates, even bankruptcy. Omega Mortgage specializes in home loans for homeowners just like you. Call right now to lower your payments and get cash in your hands in time for the holidays. 888-32-APPLY. 888-32-APPLY. Get approved in less than 20 minutes. Call 888-32-APPLY. That's 888-322-7759. Licensed by Cal DRE number 01411312. Call 888-32-APPLY.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
A new level of relevance. Stirring the senses. Stirring sensibilities. The Mike, 92.1. Madison's Progressive Talk.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. Hope we didn't blow your ears out there. Had the volume set a little high. It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Back to Robbie, who's called in from Marin County, California. The failure of media to report what could be the just another calamitous story where it concerns the death of democracy in this country. Well, why, Robbie, do you think they're not covering it? And I believe you said maybe their corporate owners don't want them to report it. Why not, do you suppose?
Well, I don't know if it's just maybe I've actually heard that is what's happening, and then there are honest journalists out there that are pulling their hair out over this.
Oh no, I've heard the same thing. I've heard the same thing that there has been, if not a direct order, certainly an attitude from let's say corporate headquarters to leave the story alone. And I just wonder what you think is the reason. Would Kerry have been that bad of a president for corporate America?
I don't know about that. It's just if they're able to ignore it. The thing about last time in 2000 is they weren't able to ignore it. And when, to use a more recent example, when the Sinclair thing happened,
mm-hmm.
we were able to make enough noise. I'm talking about, I don't know, what you call the anti-Bush voice.
Sure.
I don't know. The blue staters. We made enough noise that became a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this time, if we don't make enough noise, they're just refuse to cover it.
How did you come to your political point of view, Robbie? I would assume that you're progressive. I'm not going to pigeonhole you with Democrat or Republican, but you sound like someone who believes in progressive ideas. How did you come to your political point of view? Who's been the influence on you?
I don't know. A lot of people. My parents are progressives, so I definitely say they have something to do with it. But I don't know. I think any critical thinker who actually, you know, reads and isn't afraid of knowledge or doesn't want to be ignorant, I think anyone like that is going to become a progressive.
No.
Because if you're paying attention, I don't know. If you're paying attention, I think you have to be.
Yeah, that's true. Let me ask you something that might require some criticism on your part about this program. A lot of times, I refer to the Bush administration as the Bush crime family. I talk about fascism got a very strong toehold in this country now. I talk about neo-fascists, so on and so forth. Do you think that I push it a little over the top, or do you think that fascism is a potential reality in this country?
Well, as soon as you have voter suppression, that's the way you're heading. I mean, there are plenty of other examples of it. There's plenty of anti-free speech stuff going on, but I think the most obvious example at this point is voter fraud and voter suppression.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're going to be a banana republic, that's what it is. It's fascism. And no, I love you calling them the Bush crime family. That's the signature of the show.
Yeah, it pretty much is, isn't it?
Yeah, the Bush crime family, yeah.
What is one of the major concerns that you have, Robbie? Now, you told me you're 14, right? Yeah, what is one of your major concerns? Not the major concern. I'm sure you, like most of us, you probably have several. But what's one of the major things you think about that might cause you some anxiety or you know, really get your attention?
Well, the thing that probably will most directly affect me, I think the media thing affects me a lot because I can't watch news. I can only watch The Daily Show to get my news. Like, that's the thing that affects me on a daily basis. But I think what will actually probably the most important thing is Iraq, because I'm going to be 18 someday, and so there could be a draft. I mean, they're already talking about this skill-based draft or something I've heard about that they're already trying to push forward, where they find people that have skills and they draft them. So it sounds like it's pretty close to reality. I remember day after the election, I told all my male friends that they should start thinking about that, and thinking about if they can get CO status or something.
Are you totally against serving in the military, or only under the circumstances that Bush has put the military into?
I don't really know what.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
I don't really know what the other. I can't even think in terms of if there was a justified war going on, because I don't think we've had something that you could even make an argument for as a justified war in quite a while.
That makes sense. Robbie, I have to leave it there because we got a break here and into the top of the hour. Hey, thanks for checking in, pal, and call in sometime just on a regular basis, okay?
Okay.
All right, Robbie, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time. All right, young folks, as long as you keep calling, we'll keep taking your calls. We're going to break here for top of the hour stuff. We'll be back. Stay with us. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. And if you're on hold, waiting to get on the program, don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
With Colin Powell cutting out before the mess in Iraq is cleaned up, Condoleezza Rice will be the next Secretary of State. And she's the perfect choice to represent Bush overseas, because she's been intimately involved in every foreign policy blunder committed by Bush. Remember Bush's false claim that Iraq was buying uranium in Africa? That was Rice. The White House ignoring the pre-9/11 warnings of Richard Clark that Al-Qaeda was up to something? That was Rice. The president's false assertions that war was necessary because Iraq was loaded with weapons of mass destruction? That was Rice, too. No real planning for what to do after the invasion of Iraq? You got it. Another Rice failure. Her confirmation hearings could be a smorgasbord of Bush screw-ups. That is, if the Democrats have any guts. Condi Rice shares responsibility for Bush's biggest mistakes. Obviously, she deserves a promotion. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn for Air America Radio.
Your attention, please. Would the owner of the midsize SUV at Gate B, the red Kia Sorento with 5-star side impact safety rating and a 10-year warranty, please report to your vehicle? A crowd has gathered and wants to know if you really got all that for under 20 grand.
The Kia Sorento. Welcome to more.
MSRP for 2004 base model Sorento is $19,665, including freight, excluding taxes, title, license, options, and retailer charges. Actual prices set by retailer. 5-star ratings based on results in side impact crash test categories achieved at NHTSA-designated test facility and approved by NHTSA. See Kia retailer for warranty details or go to Kia.com.
What are you getting?
I don't know. What do you think? McChicken sandwich or double cheeseburger?
Do not answer that. It's a trap.
Or do I do a fruit and yogurt parfait?
See, McDonald's dollar menu's got it under control. I'm about as useful as a brush to a bald man.
Ooh, crisp side salad and fries. Perfect.
Baby, I was thinking the same thing.
Honey, should I cut my hair?
Do not answer that. I'm loving it.
Prices and participation may vary.
Get behind the mic. Madison's new progressive talk station, The Mic, 92.1. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Matt Cherry. A Republican senator in line to head the Judiciary Committee has mended fences with colleagues over his controversial comments on anti-abortion judicial nominees. More from CNN Radio's John Bisnick.
Conservatives were stunned when GOP Senator Arlen Specter seemed to warn President Bush against sending over any judicial nominees who were anti-abortion, saying they probably wouldn't be confirmed. There was even talk Republicans might refuse to make him the next Judiciary Committee chairman. But now, after assuring colleagues he'll give all Bush choices a fair shake, outgoing Chairman Orrin Hatch says Specter will take over.
We're happy with the statement that Arlen has made. We're happy with Arlen Specter and his commitment. We're happy with his service in supporting the president's judges.
Among Specter's vows that he has no reason to believe he'll be unable to support any individual the president finds worthy of the federal bench. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
The head of the company that makes the arthritis drug Vioxx says the medication was quickly withdrawn when it was found to up the risk of heart attacks. Merck officials and federal regulators testified before Congress Thursday. Dr. John Abramson is with Harvard Medical School.
The reviewers themselves did a wonderful job. The problem is that information, the risk of Vioxx, wasn't communicated to doctors in a way that it changed doctors' belief that Vioxx was a safer drug.
The Food and Drug Administration was accused of ignoring its own scientists warning about Vioxx. A gathering of former and current presidents in Little Rock, Arkansas, for the dedication of Bill Clinton's presidential library. President Bush had some complimentary words for the man he replaced.
Visitors to this place will be reminded of the great promise of our country and the dreams that came true in the life of our 42nd president.
An expected 30,000 people were on hand for the ceremony. Insurgents Thursday fire a mortar into the office of a provincial Iraqi governor in Mosul. U.S. and Iraqi forces have been stepping up their fight against resistance in that city. This is CNN Radio News.
The holiday taste of Sam's Club is here. Save time and money by shopping for all of your holiday business and home entertaining needs in one convenient stop. Visit the club this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, to sample a variety of delicious food perfect for any occasion. While you're there, you can pick up gifts for your employees, family, and friends. During this busy holiday season, don't miss your chance to shop, sample, and save on all of your business and home entertaining needs at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club this weekend. Sam's Club, we're in business for small business.
With all the recent news on prescription Vioxx, you may be asking what the right pain reliever is for you. Talk to your doctor and ask about Advil. The fact is, no other over-the-counter pain reliever has been proven stronger or to last longer on tough pain than Advil. Not Tylenol. Not Aleve. Advil has been trusted by millions for over 20 years. Ask your doctor if the strong, trusted pain relief of Advil is right for your kind of pain.
Use is directed for occasional pain only. Do not exceed 10 days. Talk to your doctor if pain persists. Vioxx is a trademark of Merck & Company, Inc.
A second possible case of mad cow disease in the United States. Gary Weber of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the inconclusive test result shouldn't be blown out of proportion.
Consumers can be confident that, you know, the government is taking every step to deal with this. And also, after taking over 113,000 samples since June, the experts clearly are saying, you know, it is a very rare disease here.
The federal government says the suspect animal has not entered the food chain. Gunfire at a St. Petersburg, Florida mall. A man armed with a pistol shot and wounded three people Thursday night before turning the gun on himself. Attorneys for the woman accusing NBA star Kobe Bryant of rape want to interview his wife, Vanessa. The lawyers are preparing for the civil suit against Bryant. His former teammate Shaquille O'Neal and his wife are also on the list. On Wall Street Thursday, the Dow Industrials were up about 23 points. The NASDAQ fell 4.5 points. This is news from CNN Radio. Day laborers in one Southern California city take to the streets protesting a series of undercover sting operations. More on that from CNN Radio's Jim Roop.
A city law in Redondo Beach banned soliciting for work in public. Police arrested dozens of day laborers for violating that law as undercover officers posing as contractors approached these men on two corners at which they wait for work. Aaron Cabriol says it's unfair.
Not only that, because, you know, we're hard workers and we're there to work, not to mess around, goof around, but to work.
But Sergeant Phil Keenan says the law is the law.
We know we're morally, ethically, and legally on good ground on this.
He says there have been lots of complaints about day laborers from fearful citizens and businesses who say customers avoid stores where these men hang out. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Redondo Beach, California.
He was convicted of killing four black girls in the bombing of an Alabama church back in 1963. Bobby Frank Cherry has died in a Montgomery prison at the age of 74. I'm Matt Cherry. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning Sedition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Go to these southern states, the 11 states of the old Confederacy, and rebuild the Democratic Party, tough though that may be. And when you start talking about 41% in Georgia, 43% in North Carolina, 40% Kentucky, 38% in Texas, Bush's home state, those are the plants that now need to be watered and nurtured.
Morning Sedition, from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi. You can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they triple.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot. Call us at 866-222-FAIR and protect yourself with the facts. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
Now, Mike Malloy, a humble and obedient servant of the truth, on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Welcome back. 6.5 past the hour. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. We're talking to young people tonight between the ages of 13 and 17. So if you fit into that age group, give us a call. No particular topic. Whatever you've got on your mind, although I might have some questions for you. We're curious to find out what young people are thinking about. So far, there's a lot of focus from the callers on the election just passed, the fraudulent nature of that election, and Iraq, the draft. It's interesting, at least it is to me. Jonathan is next. He's calling from Oregon. Jonathan, welcome to the program. How old are you, Jonathan?
I'm 13.
13. Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
All right. What's the first thing you want to talk about, Jonathan?
Well, my cousin William Ramirez died in Baghdad in February.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How old was your cousin at the time of his death?
He was 19.
19.
He was originally sent into Afghanistan, and he didn't. And a year later, he was sent into Iraq.
How did you find out that your cousin had been killed in the war?
Well, last school term, I came home from school, and my mother just kind of said in a sad voice that my cousin had died. And my uncle and aunt were in terrible grief.
What branch of the military was your cousin in, Jonathan? Like Army, Marines, what?
He was in the Army.
He was in the Army? Do you know why he went into the Army?
Yeah, I think he mainly joined up to get out of the house. He wanted to... His big dream was to become an architect, and the Army just kind of... He wasn't just... High school wasn't really working out for him, and so the Army picked him up and promised him the world and sent him off to Afghanistan.
Promised him the world, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Does your cousin have any brothers or sisters? You know, your aunt and uncle have any...
Yeah. He's got an older sister and 3 younger siblings.
So he comes from a big family.
Yeah.
That must have been real difficult.
Yeah, it was very difficult the first few days.
Was that your first experience with a family member dying?
Well, the first direct experience, yes. It was. It's hard to take that kind of grief.
Did your cousin's death affect you in a way other than? You know, the immediate and long-lasting, I'm sure, sadness and grief and sense of loss. Did it make you think about why we have soldiers and Marines in these two countries or anything like that? Or was it just the sadness of losing your cousin?
Well, it kind of made me wonder why we're in these countries in the first place. I mean, what purpose was there of going into Iraq? He signed up to go to Afghanistan, and then we invaded Iraq, so I was just kind of wondering why we were in Iraq in the first place.
Have you come to any conclusions?
Well, oil.
Uh-huh. Oil.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see happening, Jonathan, you're 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you see happening... For you, in the next few years, say, up until the time you're like 16 or 17?
Well, I don't really know. Kind of a foggy blur, but I can see that some country out there is going to get mad enough to have some sort of frontal assault on America.
You really believe that? You think there's going to be like another 9/11?
Well, maybe not quite as drastic, but... I'm pretty sure somebody out there has got to be mad enough at this country to take offense.
Well, in your opinion, why do you think another country would be that angry with us to that they would attack us here or attack our embassy or something? What is it that you think would provoke that from another country?
Well, I think one of the main provoking thoughts would be that Iraq didn't do anything to us, and we just invaded their country, so I don't think that would really put anything in their way for invading ours. Just kind of out of anger at Bush and the administration.
When did you come to the conclusion, Jonathan, that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, they weren't a threat to us, and that the invasion of Iraq was, you know, illegal or unjustifiable? When did you come to that conclusion?
Well, shortly after it was invaded, it was clear they had no weapons. We just searched everywhere, and there were no weapons of mass destruction to begin with. There were 80 other countries more capable of producing weapons of mass destruction, and we had to go invade Iraq.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? Are you concerned about what sort of future you'll have, like when you're 33 or 43, or do you not think that far ahead?
Well, I try to, but it's hard to imagine.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I wonder if we'll ever get out of this debt we're in right now.
Debt.
We'll probably still be paying it off when I'm 30.
Okay, so you think about that too. You know, it's interesting to me that a lot of the kids that have called in tonight have mentioned that. Have you heard that discussion from your parents or from adults or from reading or what?
Well, basically, I can see that this war can't come without many expenses and
right.
pretty much run dry on money.
God, I think about the things I was thinking about when I was 13, and it was nothing like this. I don't know. What did I think of? When I was 13, we used to have duck and cover drills. We were told that the Soviet Union was going to attack us with atom bombs, and we were told in school to get under our desks, and we could survive a nuclear attack. How about that? But I never thought about debt or anything like that. Are you generally optimistic, Jonathan, about the way things hopefully will turn out, or are you pessimistic?
Well, sort of both. I try to be optimistic as much as possible, but right now it's very hard to be.
Yikes.
Especially after John Kerry conceded so quickly.
How do your parents feel about... are you pretty much in agreement with your parents right now, or are you in disagreement with them about some of the stuff?
No, they're very upset about it as well.
Uh-huh.
We go out on peace marches and things now.
You do?
Yeah.
So you're definitely anti-war type person.
Yes. I don't see how anybody who's been in a war or knows a relative that's been in a war can't see that there has to be some better way to solve this.
Yeah. Jonathan, thank you for checking in. I really appreciate your call. And, you know, call in sometime when it's not like kids' night, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Take care, Jonathan. Man, this is, I don't know about you, the rest of you old people out there, like me, but these kids are, like I was telling Jonathan, I'm trying to remember what I thought about when I was 13. I was afraid the Russians were going to sneak into my neighborhood and kill me, but they were going to do it with a nuclear weapon because we were constantly bombarded with that. This generation, of course, the people that call this program are self-selecting to call in here, but wow, so far, these kids have really, what's the word I'm looking for, Kathy? It made me feel better that they're informed, although most of what they're talking about are stuff that's worrisome, but by God, these kids are informed, aren't they? Wow. All right, more of your phone calls in just a minute. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll keep doing this as long as we have kids calling in. And as long as this keeps going, we would ask the adults to just kind of hang back tonight and let these young people speak. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. With almost $4 billion thrown at federal political campaigns this cycle, it's clear that campaign finance reform was a joke. Those of us who want to break the corrosive links between politicians and their big bucks backers need a new strategy. Stopping dirty money from flowing into politics may be impossible, but there is a clean money way to ensure that no strings attached candidates can effectively compete. How? By adopting full public financing like the systems in use in Arizona and Maine. In this system, all candidates who raise a specified number of small contributions and agree to a spending cap are given full public financing. This prevents candidates from owing favors to big donors and ensures that politicians spend their time listening to citizens, not groveling for cash. And it diversifies the field. Latino and Native American candidates tripled after Arizona began public financing. In light of the billions the special interest-fueled Congress is costing us, public financing is dirt cheap. It's the best investment we can make. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
It's not like we're not angry about all the shenanigans, and there are shenanigans, but I just feel it's really unproductive to have this kind of, like, crazy spray of, and this is going out here, and there's a thing here, and 45 was about, it just sounds like the rantings of a loon.
Not that we're opposed to sounding... like ranting loonies.
And that's what I do most of the time.
Unfiltered. Weekdays from 8 to 11.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
It's going to be another classic Big Ten weekend at the UW Fieldhouse for the Wisconsin volleyball team. On Friday, November 19th, the Badgers take on Michigan at 7 p.m. Fans will receive a Bucky poster courtesy of Fujifilm, Pioneer Photo Albums, and Woodman's. Wisconsin then faces Michigan State on Saturday, November 20th, which has now been moved to 7:30 p.m. Fans will receive limited edition player training cards courtesy of the Best Western in-towner and Settle Strauss while supplies last. For more information or to order your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com.
Are you a business owner or a manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest-growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
New technology is helping many parents become better informed. For example, Bob Watkins knew something was bothering his 13-year-old stepdaughter. She had been a straight-A student, but her grades were falling, and she was spending more and more time on the Internet. Through an inexpensive software program, Watkins was able to record everything his daughter was doing on the Internet. What he discovered was shocking. His stepdaughter was getting inappropriate messages from her 37-year-old middle school teacher. The software, called Spectre, discreetly recorded every email, every chat conversation, every instant message, every website, and every keystroke typed. It had recorded the emails and chat conversations between the girl and her teacher, who was arrested and convicted. More information is available on Spectre by visiting www.spectrepro.com or by calling 1-888-621-1143.
Holding politicians' feet to the fire through the next 4 years. Your daily progressive resource, Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike.
That fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. About 23 past the hour. We're talking young people tonight. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. Sam is calling from New York City. Sam's been holding on forever. Sam, how old are you?
I'm 15.
15. Welcome to the program, Sam.
Thanks. I was just going to talk about how the Democrat Party is really just screwed up, and I mean, we have to hold them accountable. I mean, like, we should really just get in contact with our representatives and our senators. Like, I really feel like we just elect these people, but they go off and do whatever they want, and they're not doing a good job.
Is that true, do you think, with, let's say you're in New York, is that true with Schumer and Clinton?
Well,
your two senators?
Yeah, Schumer, like, and Clinton both seem to not be fighting against Bush enough. I mean, they both voted for Iraq, and
you sound like you're more of a Howard Dean Democrat.
Yeah.
Or Dennis Kucinich, maybe.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. But
well, the impression I get then is you believe that the Democratic Party should return to its liberal, progressive roots, and if you're going to be a Democrat, be a Democrat.
Exactly, because, you know, the way the Republic, like, we have to offer, like, a real difference. I mean, I think that the Democrat Party is moving more to the right, and it doesn't seem to be a winning strategy.
Boy, is that the truth. In 2000, 2002, and 2004, I think you're hitting it right on. If people want a Republican, they don't want a Republican light, so they'll vote for the Republican. What's the political attitude in your family, Sam?
We're all liberals in my family.
Most kids, they reach a point where they got to rebel. And, you know, like if their parents are conservative, I'm talking just politics here. If parents are conservative, they try liberalism. If the parents are liberal, they try conservatism. If the parents are orthodox, they try reformed. If they're Catholic, they become Protestants. Do you see yourself entering into that kind of rebellion at any point coming up here? Because you're getting right around that age, Sam.
Well, you know, I guess you could say I'm a little bit more liberal than they are, but
so that's how you're rebelling, getting more to the left.
Yeah.
What do you think about the return of the draft? Does that bother you?
It bothers me, but not as much as other issues, actually. I mean, that is a very disturbing thing, but there are things that are bothering me more.
Like, give me an example.
Well, a lot of people have mentioned the national deficit, but no one has mentioned the environment. I mean, this president is just taking away all regulations that protect us, and this is like the debt my generation might end up suffering the most from these bad decisions. And, I mean, with Supreme Court nominees, they could end up dismantling all regulations on corporations that would just spew out all this toxic smoke wherever they
mm-hmm.
want.
Mm-hmm. That is probably one of the most serious issues and that we face as a species. I'm talking about the human species. And yet, you're absolutely right. Very little attention is paid to that, not just in this country, but globally. And if we have some sort of ecological or environmental meltdown, it's not just going to happen there or here. It's going to happen all over. To what degree does that concern you? It sounds like you're real concerned about it, Sam.
Well, I mean, I'm very concerned about it. I mean, I just don't see anyone offering real strong opposition. I mean,
What would you suggest if somebody asked you, all right, what do we do? What would you suggest?
I think that the Democrats really have to start telling the American people, and we just have to, I mean, start more grassroots effort. I mean, we've been able to do a pretty good job of having a grassroots opposition to the Iraq War. I think that we could do that with the environment, but I mean, definitely the media is just not doing anything about this.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the American public would listen to a message that said, if we don't become a pro-environment, we're going to lose everything? Do you think the public would listen to that?
I don't know. I just think that we have to somehow get it out there. I mean,
have to make the effort.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Sam, thanks a lot. I hope you call in sometime when it's not just young people's night, okay?
All right. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Take care. Anthony is calling from Miami, Florida. Anthony, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having all of us kids on today.
Yeah. How old are you, Sam? Anthony? I'm sorry, Anthony. How old are you?
I'm 17.
All right, hold on. I got to take a break, and then I'll come back and we'll chat, okay?
All right, then. Thanks.
All right. Stay with us. If you're on hold, stick around. We're going to take your call. We're doing Young People's Night, Kids Night, whatever you want to call it, here on Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
And I am the root of all evil. Lord, and I can't drive on the left side of the road. This is a hard life. It's a hard life. Very hard life. Hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hate, the hard life is all we'll go. And there ain't no place in this world for these kids to go. It's a hard life forever you go.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
I have been getting slammed with emails, not just by listeners. My wife is literally slamming me with emails.
And that's not a euphemism. He means that.
That's not like a... She made whoopee on my email account. I'm being harassed electronically about why aren't the Democrats doing anything about the recount.
The Majority Report. Weeknights 7 to 9. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Hi, this is Al Franken for the New Republic, the nation's leading journal for politics and the arts. In this week's issue, the editor is right. Perhaps the most odious feature of contemporary conservatism is its equation of success with virtue. We are instructed that Republicans won because they have values, while Democrats lost because they do not. I invite you to subscribe today and save $10 off the New Republic's best online subscription price. And download this week's issue immediately. Visit tnr.com/airamerica for details. Or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America. Once again, visit tnr.com/airamerica or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America and save $10 off our best online subscription price. The New Republic, unconventional, is good.
If you've ever thought about incorporating, get ready for some good news and a free offer from Corporate Service Center. If you have a business or are thinking of starting one, now's the time to consider all the advantages that incorporating can provide. There are plenty of reasons, such as reduced taxes, increased privacy, and protection from lawsuits. But there are also plenty of questions. How do you do it? What does it cost? How does it all work? Well, here's the good news. Right now, you can call and get a free consultation to answer all your questions, plus a free guide to choosing the right structure for your business. That's right, free. The booklet will explain in plain English the differences between limited liability companies, limited partnerships, business trusts, and corporations. You'll learn the truth about corporate credit. You'll find out what states are best for your corporation, as well as which to avoid. Call now for your free consultation and booklet. 1-800-638-2320. That's 1-800-NEVADA-0. What are you waiting for? Incorporate now. Call 1-800-NEVADA-0. That's 1-800-NEVADA-0.
A, B, C, G, D, I can't remember.
Poor nutrition in his first 5 years can limit memory development. Get proper nutrition before it's too late. Call or visit WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food. To find out more, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you, and you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ag Council.
Planet Check. Planet Check.
28% of all trees cut down are used for pulp and paper, but there is an alternative.
We do environmentally preferable papers. We make papers out of tree-free fibers, of hemp and flax, and post-consumer waste.
That's Carolyn Moran, the CEO of Living Tree Paper Company.
Still 40% of office paper ends up in landfills, so we try to use post-consumer waste to support the recycling effort because it still has a long way to go.
And the environmental benefits?
Hemp and flax are non-wood fibers. They're annual plants, so they're very renewable.
Some major companies have gone green and made the switch.
Mitsubishi, Patagonia, The Body Shop.
The entertainment industry has also jumped on the bandwagon.
We've been doing the CD booklets for Madonna, Fleetwood Mac, Bonnie Raitt. The music industry is really great about spreading the word.
For more information on Living Tree Paper,
livingtreepaper.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
The lying liars have misled America into 4 more years. That's the problem. The solution is right here on the Mike 92.1.
Your host for a Peance Friance future, it's Mike Malloy.
Yeah, really. Peance Friance, for sure. We're at 866-303-2270. We're talking with young people tonight. We're getting started with Anthony in Miami. Anthony is 17. Thanks for holding on. Anthony, what you got to say?
Oh, hey, Mike. I was just talking about, you know, general concerns that everyone has mentioned with the war in Iraq and the fear of the environment. And what I really fear is just the lack of enthusiasm that people in this country all around have, and I mean, not willing to hear the truth. I mean, I've tried telling people on different issues, on the environment, on the war of Iraq, stem cell research, and they just look at you and say, I got to check my resources. But the resources are Fox News, and it's really depressing.
Why do you think people watch Fox News?
I really don't know why. I don't know why anybody would watch anybody was basically yelling at them through the TV. And another large concern I have, I'm 17, but I am at a university, is I'm a history major, and I look at history, and I, you know, even Hitler was popular too. And what I see is just the road that the precedent that this country is being set on is Democrats have stayed quiet longer and longer, and not really Democrats. I mean progressive thinkers and people who question and people who want a better society than we currently have. And I feel our approach, because we are liberals and we're open to other ideas, I think it's going to bite us, and it's biting us right now.
I asked one of the other callers last hour, do you feel a drift towards fascism in this country, or do you think that's an overstatement?
I don't think it's an overstatement. I think people get confused and they think that fascism means we need to start burning people in ovens. But I think when you have a controlled media, stolen elections, propaganda to make people vote based on fear. I mean, let's say the election wasn't stolen. Let's say the media hasn't been manipulated. The general idea that many people voted based on a fear of terrorism, I mean, I think the number was 85% of New Yorkers voted against President Bush.
Right.
But you got people in Kansas and Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota worried about terrorism. I mean, I find these things scary. I just find this anti-intellectualism in this country scary. I mean, I go to school and my professor even says that I'm one out of five kids out of a class of 50 that really understands what's going on in current policy.
Why do you think people in New York and Washington, and Pennsylvania, where the attack on September 11th did the damage and the death? And particularly New York and Washington. Why did those states or those cities vote so overwhelmingly against George Bush, and places like Oklahoma or Kansas or Missouri were easily motivated, manipulated by fear? How do you explain that?
I think there's many reasons. I think one large reason is there's more of a culture, there's more of an access to, I wouldn't just say education, but to a variety of ideas. And I think what happens in these cities is they realize there's not just one issue and topics are not just black and white. There's a lot to, you know, when Bush says, I signed in the Clean Air Act, that doesn't mean he's making our environment better. You know, I think in these major cities, I think there's also a better grassroots campaign. For example, myself in Miami, I can see people organizing a lot easier here than maybe a progressive group can in, let's say, Mississippi or in Arkansas.
Amen to that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a lot of these things. They do scare me. I am a 17-year-old, and I mean, as you said, I don't think a 17-year-old should be worried about going to war or should be worried about his environment. He should be worried about, you know, school, family. Mm-hmm. That's about it. And I my biggest fear is the ignorance that's being seen in this country, and I don't know when people will be enlightened. Maybe we do need a breakdown in society. Maybe that's what America needs. But obviously, I wouldn't want to be there when it happens.
What do you think about when you think about a career and marriage and kids? If that's the way you would go, you know, when you really project your mind ahead, and I'm not talking about a couple of years, I'm talking about a couple of decades. Are you afraid for this country, for yourself? Are you optimistic?
I am scared. I think with you daring me every night, what am I going to do, truth seeker? It makes me feel sometimes like I need to do something. And I'm currently, my goal would be to teach history, be a professor in history, be an educator. And I feel that there's a kind of a backlash to that. I think that, you know, what happened to Kerry was a big sign of many people in this country saying, I don't like intellectualism. I don't like people who are smart. And that scares me. I think that's a very bad attitude. I don't know how we got to this point where the man with the ideas is the evil man. He's the enemy. And I cannot see myself working for corporate America. I cannot see myself being a slave for a machine. Mm-hmm. I can't buy into that idea. I know that's not the American dream. And that's one thing I've learned basically in the last 3 months at school, which is the American dream is not the individual or the individual burying other people, you know, dog eats dog.
Yeah,
It's helped the society, helped the community. And you preach these things and you're called a Marxist, but, you know, these are not evil things, people. I mean, I think we have to really analyze what are our morals, what are our values. And once we realize them, I think anybody, when they're shown facts and you really have a discussion with them, I don't see how they can argue with them unless, you know, they're completely insane.
Let me ask you one more question here, and I appreciate your insights, Anthony, for real. None of the kids I've talked to tonight have brought this up, and I haven't brought it up. When I was a teenager, racial issues were really bubbling and boiling. There was Civil Rights Acts of 1964 hadn't been passed yet. Public Accommodations Acts hadn't been passed yet. I grew up in a society that was still, parts of the country were just absolutely crushingly segregated. And where I grew up, it was integrated, but there was still, you know, this news coming from the South and coming from the Southwest, and sometimes the Midwest about severe racial troubles. So let me ask you. America now has twice the population as when I was a kid. Racial integration, whether it's cultural or political or societal, has, I think, really happened, and yet you still feel those tensions. I don't know what ethnic group or nationality or racial group you are, but just from your, and don't tell me, just from your perspective, what do you see as the racial attitude in this country right now?
Well, I agree with you. It might not be racism on the level of skin color, but there is a growing precedent in discrimination against people's beliefs, against their sexual preference. For example, at the university the other day, I have a class where they were talking about homosexuality, and there was a few students who blatantly said that they don't have a problem with public affection between a man and a woman, but public affection between a man and a man. This opinion came from a boy and a girl. They both said disgusted them, got them upset, and made them want to freak out. And this, it's really disappointing in me. I mean, it's like one professor was saying he's also a flower child, and he said, you know, I thought by this time you guys would be breaking down so many barriers, and all I see is new ones have been created, and I don't see the growing numbers that need to be used to break these barriers down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. Anthony, good call. Thank you. I appreciate your comment, sir.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, take care. Robert is calling from, is that Oviedo, Florida?
Oviedo.
Oviedo, Florida. Hey, Robert, welcome to the program. How old are you, Robert?
I was going to talk about how President Bush wants to have the mental exams.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I heard about that. First of all, how old are you?
14.
You're 14. Okay. Tell me, first of all, for people who don't know the subject that you want to discuss here, what is it that Bush is proposing?
He's proposing a $20 million spending on that federal government has the incentive for the state to screen all school children for mental illnesses, what they consider mental illnesses, and to put them on what they call treatments, such as Ritalin or Prozac.
Oh, my God. Now, do you think that this is a result of influence from pharmaceutical companies, or do you, what do you think is the motivation for this?
I honestly think it was kind of like, well, Bush wanted what his big corporations had contributed to him for.
Uh-huh.
He wanted them to benefit from it. And also, I just find it as an excuse. I think they're covering something else up in the education system.
How did you hear about this plan that Bush has? We talked about it in this program a couple of weeks ago, but how did you hear about this?
British Medical Journal, back in June.
British Medical Journal.
Yeah. It was something online, something to that effect. I saw it online.
You read medical
journals? I kind of researched it.
You read medical journals online, Robert?
No, I saw. I was kind of searching through stuff online, just like things about the election, and I saw that pop up, and I read it.
Would you participate? What if they said next year or 2 years from now in your school, all right, Robert, we're going to give you these mental tests to decide whether or not you should be on, like Prozac or Effexor or Ritalin. Would you submit?
No, I really wouldn't. I mean, they have no idea what those drugs do to your mind. They claim they help you, but that's just to, what, the 25% that they actually test. So I really don't want to think about what I would do.
All right, let me get you to hold on just for a second, Robert, because I want to ask you a couple more things. Can you hold a minute?
Sure.
Okay, stick around. And those of you on hold, stay there. We're coming back in just a minute. Jocelyn in New York City is up next, and the rest of you folks on hold, stay with us. This is Air America Radio, by the way. I'm Mike Malloy.
Become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their fathers have did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
I voted this weekend my absentee ballot.
Wow.
Rachel brought her absentee ballot in, and she was like, first of all, I have a present for you. I have a surprise for you. And she goes, I'm going to give it to you in the air. And the surprise was her absentee ballot came in the mail. Now, I happen to be a woman who, when you say you have a surprise for me, I either want to eat it, wear it, or have sex with it.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11. On Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
This is actor Angie Harmon working as a volunteer tutor. Here, she's teaching kids to spell habeas corpus. Here, prosecutable. Angie played a lawyer on TV.
To find out how you can volunteer in your community, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS. When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Make a difference. Volunteer. This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
If you've ever thought about incorporating, get ready for some good news and a free offer from Corporate Service Center. If you have a business or are thinking of starting one, now's the time to consider all the advantages that incorporating can provide. There are plenty of reasons, such as reduced taxes, increased privacy, and protection from lawsuits. But there are also plenty of questions. How do you do it? What does it cost? How does it all work? Well, here's the good news. Right now, you can call and get a free consultation to answer all your questions, plus a free guide to choosing the right structure for your business. That's right, free. The booklet will explain in plain English the differences between limited liability companies, limited partnerships, business trusts, and corporations. You'll learn the truth about corporate credit. You'll find out what states are best for your corporation, as well as which to avoid. Call now for your free consultation and booklet. 1-800-638-2320. That's 1-800-NEVADA-0. What are you waiting for? Incorporate now. Call 1-800-NEVADA-0. That's 1-800-NEVADA-0.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Madison begins its day on the left side of the radio dial with Mark Maron and me, Mark Riley, for Air America's Mornings Edition, weekdays from 5 to 8 on The Mic, 92.1.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey-free zone.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those Nazis Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field, but this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there.
It's about 8:30 before the hour. We're talking with Robert in Oviedo, Florida. This mental evaluation thing that we were talking about a second ago, Robert, that has me concerned too, because not only do I see it from the perspective of giving kids the possibility of giving young people drugs they don't need, but to have the government gather up that sort of information, I mean, my God, what, you know, why would they need that information?
I mean, I have no idea why they would want that. It's just kind of scary that they actually plan this out. I mean, why would they just care so much into ADD and ADHD? I mean, it's not like it's affecting America. It's not like it's killing thousands like the war for oil. over in Iraq, but I have no idea. I mean, it's just a dog. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, something's up with the phones here. I don't know what
it is. I'm going to redial, okay?
All right, Robert, hang up, and are you there? Okay, try again, Robert. And let's let, you know, we kind of have a rule, but let's let Robert back on. In the meantime, Jocelyn is calling from New York City. Jocelyn, thanks for holding on. I appreciate it. Welcome to the program. How old are you, Jocelyn?
Hello, I'm 15.
15, and you live in New York City, right?
Yeah, I live in New York City, and I go to school here.
Now, what's the first thing you have on your mind that you want to bring up here?
Well, my school is very liberal, very anti-Bush, and pretty pro-Kerry. And so far, I've only found two people in my school that are anti-Kerry and, like, pro-Bush. And so one person didn't really have any idea about why she was pro-Bush. She just, like, didn't like Kerry, and it was really no reason at all. And I didn't understand why she could actually support Bush and when she really had no reason to. And another person thought that Bush's decision to go to war was a good idea because even though Iraq didn't really attack us directly, they were part of all the Islamic fundamentalists that are against us and everything. I found that kind of disturbing that she thinks that like all these Islamic people are want to attack us.
Yeah, Islamic fundamentalists, like Christian fundamentalists, are willing to, you know, put people to the sword with the slightest provocation. I think all religious fundamentalists do that. But Saddam, and I don't know how many people in America understand this, Saddam was seen by Osama bin Laden as almost as big of an enemy as any Western leader, because Saddam it was not a religious man, whereas Osama is a religious fanatic. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't understand where the connection is, and I think that Bush just, you know, he just tried to make this, like, connection out of nowhere, and people believed him just to have this war so he can, you know, get his oil, get his profits.
All right, which brings me to why do you think we did attack Iraq? I think you've already answered it, but why do you think we did?
Well, from my perspective, I don't think there really was any threat at all. And even if there was a threat, we have the defenses to back ourselves up. We have nuclear weapons ourselves, even if they did have nuclear weapons. And, of course, they didn't in the end. So other than that, I just think Bush's own interests were the only reason why we went to war with Iraq. I don't think there were any other reasons.
I don't think
we're preventing anything.
Do you think doing that? Now, this is really a loaded question, Jocelyn. So if you want to hesitate for a moment before you answer it, okay. And you know, some people may be listening to this and go, "Oh man, why is he asking her that?" Do you think that going to war the way Bush did is an impeachable act?
I think it definitely is, because there's really no reason to go there. And he just, where he didn't really justify it in any real way. And it's just, like, he killed so many people because of this, our own people. I mean, justifying it with September 11th, I didn't understand how you can possibly do that. I think he definitely should be impeached. Of course, you can't do that because of the Republicans being
in control.
Majority. Yeah.
What's your opinion of the election on November 2nd? The Republicans increased their control in the Senate and the House, and they got the presidency back. How does that make you feel? Do you think it was all because of fraud, or do you think it's because people in this country are grossly misinformed?
Well, I think it's probably a combination of both. I know that with the computer voting, it's really can be really corrupted.
Or, wait, there's a third choice, Jocelyn. Do you think it's because people trust George Bush and like him and want him to be the president?
Well, I don't really think that people really trust him and like him. I think a lot of people actually from the Republican Party probably switched, while even more Democrats went out to vote. So I don't even understand how Bush could have gotten it. But at the same time, I guess there might have been a possibility where a lot of Republicans that didn't vote in the last election ended up voting.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think there is that, you know, possibility of fraud, especially with the computer voting. Because with the computer voting, they're all connected to one computer, and somebody, all they have to do is go into the file and change the numbers, and that's it. It's pretty easy. I know how networking works. It's just all connected onto one computer, so everyone can vote whatever they want, and in the end, it could be whatever, just whoever goes to that computer and can change it in literally 30 seconds.
Sure.
Maybe
Jocelyn, less. Jocelyn, do you want to hold on for a moment? We have to take a break here, but I would like you to. There's a couple more things I want to ask you, and I think you're the first young woman that's called in here tonight.
Yeah, so, I noticed that.
Yeah, can you hold on?
Okay.
Okay, just stay right there. We'll come back after this break. And if you're on hold, if you're one of our teenage callers, stick around. By God, we'll just keep going to the end of the program. As long as the calls are there, we'll keep taking them. All right? This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Back in a moment.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
We're just going to have to stay together, folks. We're going to have to stay together and not give up and build and build and build. And it took them from the 1964 election, it took them really till about 94. So it took them 30 years. We almost did it in a year.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Drugs, including some common prescription and over-the-counter medications, can also impair driving. Some medications like antihistamines and anti-anxiety drugs may affect your driving skills by inducing drowsiness or excitability, or by altering reaction time. You may be impaired and not even know it. To avoid driving while impaired, check all of your medicine labels before driving. For more, talk to your doctor or visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
It's talk radio from the left side of the dial. The Mic 92.1. Madison's new progressive talk station. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. Merck and federal regulators came under fire Thursday for their handling of the drug Vioxx. Our John Bisney has more from Washington.
Merck's drug Vioxx to reduce arthritis pain was pulled from the market about 6 weeks ago after a study found it doubled the risk of heart problems. Why Senator Charles Grassley's Finance Committee is investigating how it received approval to begin with.
What's come to light about Vioxx since September 30th makes people wonder if the FDA has lost its way when it comes to make sure that drugs are safe.
An FDA drug reviewer claims he rang alarm bells before Vioxx was approved, but the agency pressured him to soften his conclusions. David Graham adding there are at least five other drugs that should be re-examined to see if they should stay on the market. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
Lawmakers were up late Thursday night on Capitol Hill. They approved an $800 billion increase in the government's borrowing limit. The House vote was 208 to 204. Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee have decided unanimously to back Arlen Specter to be the panel's chairman when Congress reconvenes. Specter, a moderate, reassured conservatives that there will be no issue-based litmus test for Bush judicial nominees.
I have voted for all of President Bush's judicial nominees in committee and on the floor, and I have no reason to believe that I'll be unable to support any individual President Bush finds worthy of nomination.
Conservatives vowed to hold Specter to his pledges. Iraqi forces tell CNN that they found the main headquarters of terror mastermind Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
What we found here is al-Qaeda's operation in Fallujah. This is where the operations were orchestrated from. This is very important. This is the base where they moved from, where they organized their resistance, where they operated from.
Coalition forces also found a truck at the location with a registration sticker from the Texas Department of Transportation. This is CNN Radio News.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Are you self-employed? Are you concerned about your benefits? Well, I am, and I'll tell you what I did. I became a member of the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for micro-business owners. They offer access to affordable health insurance, as well as endless business and personal benefits. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. It included discounts on lots of things you really need, like dental services, unlimited tax and business advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed and you need benefits for you and your family, call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-778-3921, 800-778-3921. Not available in all states. Call 800-778-3921, 800-778-3921.
Be a second case of mad cow disease in the United States.
The Agriculture Department is investigating an inconclusive test result on an animal that had never entered the food or feed chain. The agency says it's sending tissue samples from the inconclusive test to a national lab for final testing. The results are expected in 4 to 7 days. Two previous inconclusive test results on other animals this year proved negative for mad cow. The Agriculture Department says it remains confident in the safety of the U.S. beef supply. Dick Iuliano, CNN Radio, Washington.
In St. Petersburg, Florida, a gunman kills two people and wounds a third at a strip mall. Police say he then shot himself to death. A Radio Shack store employee and a customer at the store were killed at the Gateway Shopping Center. This is news from CNN Radio. The Internal Revenue Service is stepping up the number of audits. Here's our Cheryl Castro.
Among high-income taxpayers, the IRS audited 40% more this year than last year. Those making less than $100,000 saw a 15% increase. Audits climbed among the nation's larger corporations to about 1 in 6, while rates among small businesses dropped by almost half. Agency officials say audit rates are still too low, with the IRS looking at about 1 in 129 returns filed by individuals. The overall increase resulted in a record $43 billion haul in unpaid taxes. Cheryl Castro, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
A deathbed confession in Massachusetts leads to the discovery of human remains inside a freezer at a storage facility. Moments before she died, a woman confessed to killing her husband. The remains had gone undiscovered for at least 6 years. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
The bullies and thugs that used to be the jocks or whatever you want to call in high school rule the hallways with a bizarre code of ethics, and no one says anything. How is it that these adults in Washington and in the news media are allowing the bullies and thugs to make the rules?
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Eating 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day is important, but it's sometimes easier said than done with children. A serving of 100% white grape juice is a healthy, convenient way for young children to get one of those 5 servings. And introducing 100% juice in the daycare and elementary school years is a great way to establish a lifelong pattern of healthy eating. A message from the Produce for Better Health Foundation and Welch's.
Truth Seekers. Here's your voice. It's Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Program note, tomorrow night will be a rerun of the Mike Malloy program on Air America Radio Network. It will be the program that we did the day after the election, November 3rd, last Wednesday, or 2 Wednesdays ago. Has it been 2 weeks, Kathy, since we made another move to fascism? Okay. So tune in for that. And also, Linda Blake, our associate producer in New York, who... has cut up a bunch of programs to run Best of Malloy all next week. We will be gone. Kathy and I will be gone Thanksgiving week. So what you will hear when you tune in is kind of an amalgam, a collection of Best of segments that Linda has put together. So tune in, and when you hear the disclaimer, it says, "Hey, this is Mike Malloy, this is a recorded program, don't call in." Don't call in. And don't worry, Keith Olbermann has not been fired, and neither have I. All right, back to Jocelyn in New York City. All right, now, where were we when we left off, Jocelyn? I'm drawing a blank here. You too, huh?
I'm not sure.
All right, let me ask you this. A lot of the young guys who have called in tonight have brought up this thing about the draft. Are you concerned about the draft? And the reason I ask is the information I get is that if the draft is reinstituted, it's not just going to be guys like it has been in this country forever. Do you think about is that concern you?
Well, I think that even though the draft, of course, they can choose to bring in females, I think it would be kind of a bad move in the Republican Party to make. So in a way, even though I think it's a huge possibility that they will bring in females, I think that, like, being so conservative and everything, that the Republican Party doesn't really want to make that first move to bring in females.
You know, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Let me see. What else did I want to ask you? Oh, okay. Since you're our first young woman caller, do you or any of your girlfriends worry about abortion rights or equal rights for women being affected by the rightward drift in this country? Now, you know, I've said before on this program, I am pro-choice. I don't like abortion. I don't think anybody likes abortion. I think you can be pro-choice and be anti-abortion in attitude and perspective, but our position is that abortion is such an issue that is so heavily weighted with so much that it should be between a woman, her doctor, hopefully the guy who got her assisted in getting her pregnant, and her concept of morality or ethics or God, whatever you want to call it. So having said that, do you have an opinion or an attitude, you or your girlfriends, about abortion rights?
Well, personally, I don't really have an opinion on that because a lot of things depend on different circumstances for that. And so I can't really just have an overall opinion.
But I mean, do you think the right to an abortion should be legal or do you think it should be illegal?
I think the right to an abortion should be legal because, you know, everyone should really have that right because...
Okay. No, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh,
yeah.
Because when you're in that position, you should be able to make a choice. You shouldn't just have, like, you're going to have a baby and that's it. You should really be able to make that choice because that one choice affects your entire life. Economy, like, use your money, you're going to have to, it's big, a lot of money you have to spend with that, mm-hmm. and time, and you might have to, like, quit school and all that type of stuff where it's really a huge choice that you should be able to make, not really the government.
Now, the best way to not get pregnant, do you believe it is to have kids being exposed to sex education about everything from, what am I trying to say here, the danger of sexually transmitted diseases, the use of birth control, understanding what motivates people at a young age to have sex, or on the other hand, abstinence, which seems to be, the religious right or the conservative right's point of view, that you just tell kids don't do it. If you do, you're going to burn in hell, or this is going to happen, or that's going to happen. Which approach do you think would be more effective with people your age?
I think an education of all of a combination of all those things can really be the most effective because, you know, one thing might appeal to some people, one thing might appeal to another type of person, mm-hmm. and so that way it'll be the most effective than just focusing on one thing, and then someone might disagree with that, and then...
No, that's a good
really
point. It's a good point. So you would include, in a sex education class, you would include the idea of abstinence as well as...
I would include all the different
all of
options.
It. Okay. Are you basically optimistic, Jocelyn? You're 15. As you think or imagine ahead or project ahead a decade or two when you're really into your life, not that you're not now, but you know, further into your life, Are you basically optimistic? Are you concerned that maybe, you know, like one of our callers are talking about environmental issues or ecological issues, about how this is a, you know, we're reaching a crisis point with that stuff, and the possibility of real catastrophic events. Do you think about that, or are you pretty much optimistic?
Yeah, my main focus and worry is about outsourcing jobs, because a lot of our jobs are being outsourced. Anything from tax preparation is being outsourced. Of course, customer service is being outsourced. And even things like MRIs are sometimes actually outsourced in countries to be done. So those higher-paying jobs, right, those are really high-paying, pretty high-paying jobs in our society, and those are all being taken away and put into other countries. And that's kind of a worry for my generation, because I'm a little worried, like, what jobs are going to be left. You know, yeah, and I have to kind of think of my career choice around that. I can't just be like, oh, I want to do this, but now I have to think, well, will that job still exist by the time I get a job?
So you do have some concerns about economic issues that you'll have to deal with as you become more and more of an adult, right?
Yeah, definitely, especially since when technology is improving, outsourcing is basically increasing, so by the time I get a job, I'm kind of worried about it. And with outsourcing, it kind of evens out the economy in the whole world. So I just wonder how the country will be in, you know, even 10 years.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that loud and clear. Jocelyn, good call. Thank you very much for participating tonight. Take care. Call in sometime if the spirit moves you, okay?
All right.
All right. Thanks, Jocelyn. You know, on the one hand, the kids, young people, whatever, who have called in tonight, they give me more hope than I thought I was going to hear. Because they're so informed, deeply informed. My God, we've been listening to 14, 15, and 16 year olds here. Do you understand that? They are so informed about the issues that really matter. I you know, on the other hand, isn't it a mark of a failure on my part and your part if you're a, you know, fully developed adult, that we have 13 and 14 and 15 year olds worrying about the deficit and jobs being outsourced and dying in a useless war and the environmental devastation? What the hell happened to the idea of owning your childhood? And I, you know, these are not babies. These are kids on the cusp of becoming full-fledged adults. And I'm kind of talking around you kids right now, if you'll forgive me, but I'm talking to the adults. I'm talking to myself. What happened to the idea of owning your own childhood, your own youth? Let's put it that way. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, yes, even approaching 18, I realized in the past there was a lot of stuff that we had to face. There was a draft, there was this, there was that. But my God, on the one hand, it's amazing to hear how well-informed these kids are. And you know damn good and well they're not getting this off the CBS Evening News or Fox News Channel or wherever. These are kids who are getting the information somewhere else, and they're doing a good job of it. Have any of you heard anything tonight that was just wild rumor nonsense? No, I haven't either. These kids know what's going on. But I just wish... I wish, I don't know, I when I listen to the kids tonight, I wish there was some way that they weren't having to deal with this stuff. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Morning Sedition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
This is one of those see you later emails.
Bring it. I'm going to listen one more time. And if I hear you minimize or ridicule those who are working hard to get this election fraud uncovered, then I'm switching to my old jazz station.
Wait. Allow me. Okay, you happy now, Trump?
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
A holiday tradition returns to Madison. Back by popular demand, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Christmas Eve and Other Stories, live in concert December 4th at the Alliant Energy Center. A collaboration of captivating music and poetry, celebrating the emotion and the spirit of the season. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra, a lavish rock opera, with dual performances on December 4th at 3 and 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster locations. A dollar from each ticket will go to the Madison Area Salvation Army. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra is brought to you locally by Covance Clinical Research Unit, bringing the miracles of medicine to market sooner. And U.S. Cellular, we connect with you. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Christmas Eve and Other Stories, live December 4th at the Alliant Energy Center.
Are you a business owner or a manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out.
The only way I can make something out of my life is if I get an education.
Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I want to be somebody.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
create a bright and beautiful holiday home and earn more than $200 in rebate savings during the Bring the Holidays to Life sale on now through November 28th at participating True Value stores.
Progressive thought is a constant revolution. This is the Mike 92.1.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
22 past the hour. You know, I have to say this very quickly before we go back to the calls here. We are not eliminating phone calls from kids who want to present a conservative or a Republican point of view. And I guess I'm not real surprised, although that sounds like a very patronizing thing for me to say. Doesn't that sound smarmy and kind of nasty for me to say that? But I'm sorry. I'm not surprised that the kids that have called in tonight with more understanding at 13, 14, 16, whatever, certainly than I had. And I realize it's a different world. I realize that. And it's and if you really want to get information, you can now. Whereas back in the day, I got my information from delivering a newspaper every morning. But I don't understand why we have not had kids who have a conservative point of view call in. Now, frankly, it encourages me that young people, you know, and I'm aware of that saying, pity the person who at, I'm way paraphrasing here, but pity the person who at 17 is not a liberal, and pity the person who at 47 is, or something like that. You know, I forget what the saying is. But it's interesting to me, and kind of underscores what we're hearing tonight, what I'm hearing anyway, because the kids have that point of view. Cameron is calling from North Carolina. Cameron, welcome to the program. How old are you, Cameron?
I'm 13 years old. Thanks for having me on your program.
Absolutely.
One of my biggest concerns is the growing deficit, and I don't want to be the one who has to pay for it when I get older. And I know I'm thinking way ahead here, but I'm kind of looking at the possibility of America going bankrupt in the future.
All right, now a couple of questions. What the fact that the country would be in debt when you're, say, 25, how do you think that would affect you negatively?
Well, I think that whoever is the president then might have to impose some kind of way of coming up with the money. I mean, it could be a bigger income tax. It could be raising the tax on everything we buy.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's going to affect me somehow.
How did you get concerned about that particular issue, Cameron? I mean, it's almost a bit esoteric to have, and this has happened a couple of times tonight now, 13-year-olds worried about future debt that this administration is piling on. How did you become informed or interested in that particular issue?
Well, the debt right now is somewhere near $7.5 trillion and rising.
Right.
And I'm just wondering how America's going to come up with the money. I mean,
there's a good chance we won't. But what I'm curious about is how did you come by even thinking about this? Did you read it somewhere? Did you research it yourself? Did you hear your parents talk about it? What?
Well, at school, we did this sort of election project thing where we had to research each issue.
Okay, that's cool.
And I think where I got involved with this was I chose that specific topic, the deficit.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and researched it, and I was kind of surprised at the numbers that I was looking at. And I was kind of surprised, I mean, well, actually, no, I wasn't that surprised. I mean, if you go into a war and you have all this spending, I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah, that's true. What do you think Bush could or should do to reverse it? You know, he was handed not just a budget surplus, but he was handed a national debt that was coming down by Bill Clinton, and he's completely, in my opinion, screwed it up. What do you think the Bush administration should do to turn this around?
Well, I think they need to cut a lot of spending, but first of all, let me say that if Bush had actually planned to make the deficit any better, if anything, he made it worse by doing all the stuff he did. And I just wanted to make that clear to all the people who think that it's Clinton's fault that the deficit is here. Bush made it worse, is what I'm trying to say. And I think what he should do is he should cut a lot of the spending and a lot of those huge tax breaks he's making to all those big corporate businesses in America that I don't think, in my opinion, really deserve it.
No, I don't either. You know, everybody has a responsibility to pay the cost of living in the kind of society that we live in, and I certainly think corporations should be included in that, not just working people, not just professional people, not just retirees or people that live on invested income, but also corporations. And yet, so many corporations that generate billions in profits don't pay a damn thing. You pardon the expression. Cameron, hold on. We got to do a break. We'll come back and finish up the conversation, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on just for a moment. And we're going to try to get to everybody right after this. We still have half an hour to go. Michael in Lake Arrowhead, California, you're next. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
And our unfiltered talking point of the day is this. For an administration elected on the bare backs of homophobes, there sure is a lot of talk about, ready for the joke of the day? Mandate my ass. Exactly. Bupkis, horse hockey. I like Liz Winstead saying mandate my ass.
Mandate my ass.
See?
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
It's going to be another classic Big Ten weekend at the UW Fieldhouse for the Wisconsin volleyball team. On Friday, November 19th, the Badgers take on Michigan at 7 p.m. Fans will receive a Bucky poster courtesy of Fujifilm, Pioneer Photo Albums, and Woodman's. Wisconsin then faces Michigan State on Saturday, November 20th, which has now been moved to 7:30 p.m. Fans will receive limited edition player trading cards courtesy of the Best Western in-towner and Settle Strauss while supplies last. For more information or to order your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence, and because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOcitizens.com.
Take a deep breath, if you dare. Eric Tracy for Fresh Air. Do you remember when taking a deep breath wasn't a health risk? Well, Fresh Air offers a comprehensive line of air purifiers for your home, your vehicles, your hotel room, your office, your factory, and now even a personal air purifier that goes with you wherever you go. The Fresh Air Buddy could change your life. Now, are you an allergy sufferer, susceptible to every bacteria or virus that comes down the pike? Are you sensitive to perfumes or other odors? Then make a phone call and learn about the Fresh Air Buddy. The Fresh Air Buddy around your neck generates intensely charged particles, creating an almost contaminant-free breathing zone. Just try the Fresh Air Buddy for 1 hour and you'll be amazed that you no longer notice dust, smoke, toxins, allergens, or any offending particle or odor. Will the Fresh Air Buddy help you? You can decide risk-free. Here's the number to call.
Call 877-FRESH-38 now for your risk-free trial of Fresh Air. That's 877-FRESH-38. It's that easy. 877-FRESH-38. And breathe fresh air.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop, but I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes, and to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying, and most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Now more than ever, Madison needs Air America Radio. Only on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Well, not tonight, because the people who are calling in are just very, very high caliber. Well, they're high caliber every night, but it's kind of short-circuited my rage against the Bush machine. Ah, thank you, God. Cameron, back to Cameron in North Carolina. Cameron, did we leave anything about the economic concerns you have hanging? Because I want to ask you something else.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, you're 13. What is your opinion about what we're doing in Iraq? What we're doing in Afghanistan? What's your opinion about this war now that's been turned into almost a crusade, a religious operation between Islam and fundamentalist Christianity? Do you not see it that way?
Well, right now I have a relative who's in the Middle East, and it's kind of weird seeing it from both points of view. He sort of supports the war, but he's really undecided, and he's mostly doing his job. But then there's my point of view. I think that there was no evidence. Well, there might have been some, but I don't think there was enough evidence that we should have gone into Iraq. I think that they were not that much of a threat. And with the whole Afghanistan thing, I'm wondering, why haven't we caught Osama bin Laden by now?
Yeah, good question.
And it kind of baffles me that if he was our enemy number one, why haven't we caught him yet?
Do you think that this administration is telling an equal amount of lies to the American public as any administration will? A greater amount? A lesser amount? What's your opinion on that?
I definitely think it's greater. I think the Bush administration has put forth so many lies. I mean, you can recall some of the speeches that they've had where they mention weapons of mass destruction so many times, and none were ever found. It's just and I think you were talking about earlier, is that grounds for impeachment? I think it is, absolutely.
Does this give you less confidence in our system of self-government, of these lies? Does it motivate you to want to get it back to or elevate it to real represent? What does this do? Does it make you a cynic? I guess that's what I'm looking for.
Well, it really makes me want to take America back in a sense. I think this has been the most politically active time in my life, and I think it's because I'm so angry at the people who we have running our country right now.
You know, I have to chuckle just a little bit, Cameron, at your expense. You're 13. This has been the most politically active time in your life. You got to be kidding me. You're 13.
Well, I mean, so far.
I hear you. Cameron, great phone call. Thanks so much for checking in, okay?
Thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. Now, see, that stops me. That's like a brick wall at 90 miles an hour. 13-year-old. This has been the most politically active time in my life. Bless your heart, Cameron. Oh, my God. Maybe we just got to hold out a decade or so, and we'll actually get our country back. With this kind of dedication these kids are showing tonight, dedication to the truth. That's all I'm hearing, is dedication to the truth. You know, I guess people still worry about pimples and puppy love and getting good grades and your first prom and your first car and your first kiss and all that kind of stuff. But I'm sure these kids, you know, these are not androids. These are humans that live in a time and a place that requires them to think about these issues that you and I, truth seeker, over a certain age, we just, I think I'll pass. You know, I'm going to think about this. But my God, of 13 or 14-year-olds talking about deficit, jobs being outsourced, China, the devaluation of the dollar, dying in a useless war, environmental devastation. I mean, man. All right, Michael is calling from Lake Arrowhead, California. He's been holding on forever. Michael, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program. How old are you, Michael?
17.
Okay. Talk to me about whatever you want to bring up here.
Well, really, I just wanted to talk about one thing I think hasn't been brought up yet. It's about, you know, the way terrorist networks work. You know, 'cause, like, I've been hearing that Bush and his administration, they're just saying all the terrorists in Iraq and Iran, they're all focused right in there in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. That is not true. That cannot be true. Terrorist networks do not work that way. From what I can understand, terrorist networks spread out. They make sure they have operatives everywhere. They keep everything spread out to stop from being eliminated too quickly. They want to keep it going. You know, they spread and it's
they're stateless. They're stateless. They don't, you know, they don't have a president or a parliament or a prime minister or a country to speak of. You're absolutely right. Given that, and given the fact that that's true, then how does a nation like ours or any other nation fight against terrorism? What do you do?
Well, I think the way to fight against terrorism is, like, you have to be very careful. You have to spread out your search. You have to carefully check over every citizen in every other country. Check over, you know, each citizen. Just look over everything. Do not ignore anybody. You just have to be very careful with what you do. It's just kind of simple. You know?
What about also, Michael, the idea of addressing those issues that maybe add to or cause terrorism, which would be deeply felt frustration within a society, or poverty, or rage, or anger, or feeling left out, religious fanaticism? Do you feel that those issues should be addressed? In other words, you know, the idea that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. You understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you seek out the causes of something and go after them rather than the effects of something. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Stuff like that should not be ignored. That should always be covered.
Do you fear terrorist attacks? Are you dealing with more fear now than other times in your life?
Oh, definitely, yes. Definitely, yes. Knowing Bush is back to control this country, I'm ready to pack up and move to Japan or something. I don't really like living here anymore because we're losing our freedoms and everything. Like, I've actually heard stories about anybody who speaks against Bush gets arrested by the Secret Service. It's like turning into a Nazi country. Hey, you must not speak against Bush or you'll be arrested.
Well, there has been that going on at these Bush rallies. That's not that's not fantasy, for sure. What are your feelings about the possibility of a draft coming back, Michael? You're 17. When I was a kid, when we turned 18, we had to register for the draft. What do you feel about the draft?
To be honest,
yes.
I'm scared of the draft. I don't want to have to fight someone's war just so they can get oil to line their pockets with more money. I am not going to fight a war for some old man who wants to stuff money into his pockets by the dozens and not spend a cent of it.
Good point. If this country were attacked, though, by an army, an invader, would you resist?
Oh, definitely. I want to protect. I would fight for my country, not the corrupt politicians that run it.
Good point, Michael. Good point. Anything else you want to share with us?
Well, yeah, there's also I've heard about threats of Korea and China and Russia threatening us with nuclear weapons,
mm-hmm.
because Bush is back in office now, and, you know, they're surprised. And I've also heard that, you know, Russia and China are financially backing Iran now. The cause of it has flipped my mind now.
Well, what I read, Michael, is that Iran is turning to China. A lot of countries are turning to China to do business because it's this huge economic powerhouse. It has all the jobs. It's generating tremendous amounts of revenue. And when these countries try to do business with us, they're being questioned. They're being, let's see your papers. Who are you? We don't trust you. And the Chinese are saying, hey, you want to do business? Let's do business.
Yeah, I think China has the better idea. I mean, all business is welcome. Anything to help keep a stable flow of money between the nations of the world.
Yeah, the trade. Trade.
Yeah.
It has to be there. Michael, thank you so much. I appreciate what you had to say. I hope to hear from you again, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, sir. All right, take care. You have a good night. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Randy Rhodes Show. There's no one else like her.
New voter registration and all these people standing in line for 10 hours and 6 hours and in the rain and in the cold to vote for the status quo. You didn't do that. I know you didn't do it. I didn't do it either. And what's really sick is the votes will never be traceable. It was like undetectable. It reminded me of Goodfellas when they talked about the Lufthansa heist, you know?
The Randy Rhodes Show, 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
So, Kristen, how was Esther's baby shower?
Oh, great.
Yeah?
You know it's a girl, right?
Oh, wow. What's her name?
It's one of those names.
Excuse me?
You know, one of those names. Shakita, Juanita, Jaquita. Why do black people like those kinds of names anyway? They just make it harder on themselves, you know what I mean?
No, Kristen. I don't know what you mean.
Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Are your glasses or contacts driving you nuts? Have you considered laser vision correction but just aren't sure it's right for you yet? If this sounds like you, then listen to this surprising story from the world's greatest golfer, Tiger Woods.
Hi, this is Tiger Woods. For years, I played golf with an invisible handicap. It was my contact lenses. My eyes would sting, burn, and water, all the while I was trying to concentrate on championship golf.
Then Tiger discovered what he described as a miracle from the doctors at TLC Laser Eye Centers.
I had the LASIK procedure with the TLC Laser Eye Center surgeon, and the results were fabulous.
Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contact lenses.
I'm 20/20 with no contacts. It's unbelievable not to have to deal with the hassles and frustrations of glasses or contacts.
Call 1-800-400-6787 now for all the exciting details, including a free video and complimentary evaluation. Call now to find out more today. 1-800-400-6787. That's 1-800-400-6787.
Healing a divided nation with forward thinking. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. This always happens in talk radio. You've got a certain amount of time, and time does not expand depending on how many callers you have. As a matter of fact, it feels like it contracts. Credit where credit's due. A program engineered by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac in New York City tonight. Linda Blake screened your calls and is responsible for all our best of shows next week. Tomorrow night will be the November 3rd program in its entirety, and then next week Linda has put together best of programs that you're going to love. We will return live on this program Monday, November 29th. Thanks also to our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. And a shout out to the militant mods at our message board at MikeMalloy.com. Check it out. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thanks, Ben, for archiving the program. Jim in Arkansas, invaluable part of this program, is our music bureau chief, and do check out AirAmericaRadio.com. Catherine Bay, is our executive producer. All right, Owen is calling from Minnesota. Owen, welcome to the program, and it's a shame that we're flat running out of time here, but talk to me. How old are you, Owen?
I'm Owen. I'm 15 years old, and I don't know. Bush's mentality is just, I don't know, I just can't believe that he's in office.
I hear you, Owen. There's about 50 or 60 million of us who agree with you. How do you suppose somebody this ignorant got to be president? And ignorant is my word, not yours, but how do you think it happened?
Well, first of all, Daddy. Daddy is the president, former president. He's got the connections. And I don't know. I don't think that it was the American people who let Bush on.
Do you think there was some fraud where it concerns the voting that occurred a couple of weeks ago, Owen?
Yeah, those voting machines. Yes. They were rigged, I'm pretty sure.
That must make you feel, I'm guessing here, but does it make you feel a little bit depressed or negative or pessimistic about our system if you think there was fraud involved?
I don't know. It makes me feel less safe. It makes me feel like we don't have a democracy anymore. It's just like our rights are going down the drain. Like our freedom of speech and everything. Like, I don't know, if you saw the Fahrenheit 9/11.
Yes.
Like, I don't know, like people talking about what they think about Bush, and then have the FBI come on up to the door and stuff like that. I don't know.
Owen, let me ask you now. You're 15. What are you going to do to keep your attitude and your point of view positive? I mean, you've got a burden. All you kids tonight have called in. The future, whatever it is yours. Eventually, you get it. You take it. You'll be able to mold it, shape it, manipulate it any way you want. So my question to you is, what do you do over the next 10, 15 years, over the next 10, 15 weeks to keep your attitude positive, to keep your point of view something that you can draw encouragement from? How do you do that?
Well, you could use Michael Moore's point of view. He can't stay in office more than 4 more years.
I got you, Owen. Owen, we're out of time. Thank you. I appreciate you calling. Call sometime when it's just regular programming, okay?
Okay.
All right, take care. All right, very quickly here, Richard is calling from New York City. Richard, talk to me. How old are you, 15?
Yeah, I'm 15.
Okay, talk to me real quick because we're running out of time.
Recently, actually 2 years ago, I was attending a Catholic elementary school, and I told them that when they wanted me to get confirmed that I did not want to get confirmed.
Right.
And then the National Junior Honor Society induction was the next week, and they kicked me out of that.
And
they made me apologize before I could actually attend the graduation services.
Oh, my God.
But I still came out of that experience with my dignity intact.
Good for you.
However, I'm just afraid that people ahead of me will not be able to come out being able to say that they're actually an atheist. It was a lot of pressure. I'm surprised I even came out of it still with my atheist views. Also, later on in that same parish, they started sending out these letters saying that you cannot receive communion if you did not believe in, if you supported gay marriages, stem cell research.
You can't receive communion? How would the priest be able to get inside your head?
I guess they're using the honor system.
That's right.
Kind of
sure.
Prey upon their consciences.
Yeah.
So I'm just afraid that because these people elected President Bush into office, who they all voted for him because he believed in those views.
Right.
I'm just afraid that he's going to take away the rights to actually hold those opinions and people not be able to call themselves atheists in the future.
I hear you, but they can't get inside your head completely. Do you feel the separation between church and state is evaporating then?
Yes, it is.
Sam?
Really evaporating.
Yeah, I mean Richard. Okay, and that's not a good thing. There's no question that's not a good thing. Richard, I have to leave it there. I hope to hear from you again. I wish we would have had more time tonight, but we're flat running out. Call in some time when it's just regular program, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Richard. Sam in Vancouver, Washington. Quickly, Sam. We're almost out of time. I'm sorry.
You should be. I'm going to blame you because it is all your fault.
Okay.
Just quickly, I would like to say that I believe that the entire nation has become populated entirely by idiots. I know that's rather redundant, but that's the best I can come up with in the limited amount of time that I have.
I get the same feeling. Trust me, Sam.
In 20 years down the road, we're not going, unless Bush is assassinated, I will bet that 4 years from now, he will still be in power. He will have appointed himself dictator for life or something along those lines, and the people will let him do it because we are becoming idiots.
Well, seriously, let's hope that neither situation manifests. Sam, I have to leave it there, but I hope you'll call in some night when we're just doing regular programming. We can talk, okay?
Oh, I plan to.
Okay, thanks, Sam. Appreciate it. And Zephyr in Chicago, we didn't get to you, and I'm so sorry, but I would like to hear from you sometime. That's it, folks. Thanks for participating tonight. Kathy and I are off tomorrow and all next week. Some good Best of Malloy programming. So stay tuned, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'll see you on the 29th. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Coming to you courtesy of 92.1 The Mike today, Madison's Progressive Talk.
I want to tell everyone, Madison's going to lead the way!
Well, I don't know about you, but I'll tell you, I can feel it in the air out here in Madison.
Madison, you're on the mic.
It's really an opportunity for Madison and for Wisconsin to let its voice be heard.
Stay informed and stay involved.
Here on Air America Radio.
Live in Madison.
Thank you, Madison!
The Mic.
Thank you!
92.1.
My brother Omar was 8 years old when he died. He had a hole in his tummy. A bullet hit him. The gun came from the garage. I was just playing. I didn't mean to shoot Daddy's gun.
An unlocked gun could be the death of your family. Please, lock up your gun. A message from the Ad Council and the National Crime Prevention Council. Visit unloadandlock.com.
My name's Jen. I'm from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. A safety official with the Food and Drug Administration tells Congress that his agency can't really protect Americans from dangerous prescription drugs. Our John Bisney has the story.
In the wake of concerns that antidepressants can trigger suicide in some children, Congress is now investigating the latest drug controversy, how the arthritis pain drug Vioxx was approved by the FDA, but later withdrawn after it was shown to increase the risk of heart attack and stroke. Agency drug reviewer David Graham says his objections were ignored.
Vioxx is a terrible tragedy and a profound regulatory failure. I would argue that the FDA, as currently configured, is incapable of protecting America against another Vioxx. We are virtually defenseless.
Lawmakers here say a new drug safety office might be created to prevent the FDA and drug companies from getting too cozy. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
Congress late Thursday sent President Bush an $800 billion hike in the federal borrowing limit. The country can now owe more than $8 trillion. Coalition soldiers have apparently discovered the abandoned headquarters of terrorist leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Our Jane Arad.